There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Drive Live at Dark Matter at Gitex. We move into the last 40 minutes of the program. Ollie Barrett should be joining us on the line live from London. Good afternoon, evening to you, Ollie, depending on where you are.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good to have you on, Ollie. A couple of things we wanted to talk to you about, as ever. Top of the list today, Spain awaiting the leader of Catalonia, an address from the leader. What can we expect?
Well, that is the question, and I wish I had the answer to it. There is a huge amount of speculation about exactly what Carles Puigdemont will say when he addresses the regional parliament in Catalonia later in a couple of hours or so from now. There's been a lot of speculation that he may go ahead and declare independence and say that Catalonia is seceding from Spain after that referendum that Madrid says was illegal, in which the vast majority of people who did take place voted for Catalan independence. There are also, though, some reports coming out of Catalonia which suggest that he might be minded to back off that idea of a unilateral declaration of independence slightly. And certainly he's being called to do that by very many parties outside the region, but also inside. The mayor of Barcelona is now saying that Mr. Puigdemont and the Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy should take steps to try and de-escalate the crisis and start talking. We've heard from France and from Germany in recent days that they would not recognize Catalonia if it declares its independence. France is saying very clearly that if Catalonia declares independence from Spain, then it will immediately forfeit its membership of the European Union. So a huge amount of pressure on the Catalan leader, Carles Puigdemont, when he makes this address later to Parliament, because, of course, many inside Catalonia and many inside that Catalan regional Parliament very definitely want him to declare independence rather than perhaps return to the discussion table with Spain. We have had police posted outside the Parliament in Barcelona, so those grounds are sealed off to the public. We have had various thinly veiled threats from Mariano Rajoy in Madrid about what steps he might take were the Catalans to declare independence. And of course, one of those possible steps would be that the government in Madrid reverses the huge amount of autonomy that the Catalan region already has. So we very much await with bated breath the address in a couple of hours from now of Mr. Puigdemont in the regional assembly there.
And Ollie, you mentioned the French government getting involved in that argument, really, but France really has problems of its own at the moment. Massive union striking over the labour reforms there.
Yes, we are seeing millions of people have taken to the streets in France in various major towns and cities. It is a one-day general strike which is being held in protest by public sector workers against the proposed economic reforms of French President Emmanuel Macron. Train services are disrupted. Lots of flights in and out of the country and domestically too have been cancelled. Many schools are shut down. These public sector demonstrations have the support of most of the unions in the country. We've seen some other recent protests against economic reforms that haven't been supported by the unions, but these ones largely are. The government in France wants to cut 120,000 public sector jobs in the country over the next 5 years, so that is specifically why today it is public sector workers who are striking. But there's also a great deal of controversy around Mr. Macron's proposed reforms to French labour laws as well. He insists that these economic reforms, these labour market changes, are needed to make the country's economy much more competitive, to try and bring down the unemployment rate in France. But his opponents say that this is austerity that he is trying to impose on the country at the expense of workers.
Ollie, two Brexit headlines. One of them, Brexit talks constructive. The other, whose court is the Brexit ball in anyway? I'm wondering if you can answer the second.
Or where is the ball? Is there a ball? What game are we playing? Right. No one knows. You know, as you suggest, over the last couple of days, we had briefings that Theresa May was going to say that the ball was in the EU's court. In response to those briefings, the EU said the ball was in Britain's court. Theresa May then came out and made her speech yesterday and said the ball was in the EU's court. And Michel Barnier, the EU chief negotiator today, was asked where the ball was, and he says Brexit is not a game. No clarity at all being provided through that analogy, but we have heard from Michel Barnier and his British counterpart, the UK Brexit Secretary David Davis, that they have had what's being described as a constructive working lunch with negotiations ongoing in Brussels. This fifth round of talks in Brussels is crucial because after these discussions, Britain wants to get cracking with trade talks. It wants to move to the next phase of negotiations. But it looks very, very unlikely indeed that that is going to take place because at the last round of negotiations, certainly Michel Barnier was saying there hadn't been significant enough progress to move to that next phase. So what we heard from Theresa May in Parliament yesterday was that she is actively now working with the government to make sure contingency planning is in place for a scenario in which no deal at all is reached. Now that will worry some, but it is crucial for the British government to get Brussels to believe that they are ready to walk away from these talks, because that is one of the areas that they do have some leverage in Brexit negotiations, that idea that Britain could leave with no deal, which would, of course, many will say harm the British economy, but the British certainly believe that the effects would be strong enough on the European economy too for European Union leaders to take that threat seriously. So, we will wait and see tomorrow and then Thursday as to how much progress has been made in this latest round of talks. But as for where the ball is, no idea.
And Ollie, just finally, Theresa May, after what was arguably a very unsuccessful Conservative Party conference, rumours of takeover and ousting their leader, the British Prime Minister is under a lot of pressure.
Huge amount of pressure, and I think it's really interesting that today, in about an hour and a half's time, she's going to go on a British radio station to take a phone-in from callers who'll be able to ring in and ask the British Prime Minister anything they want. Now, that is very, very rare to see a British Prime Minister taking part in an event like that without being in an election campaign season. Now, clearly what Theresa May is trying to do here is to wrestle back the initiative, to regain the upper hand, to show that she is in control of her government, to say that the cabinet is united behind her, and also, importantly, to try and show that human side that her critics say she often lacks when she talks in public. So that's what she's trying to achieve. That's what she's trying to do by going on the radio here in the UK later today. But, you know, huge potential pitfalls for her. You mentioned that disastrous conference speech. Were she to get into some kind of argument with an unpredictable phoner into this radio phone-in, we are in a situation now, an existential situation for Theresa May's prime ministership, for her premiership, where if something goes badly wrong in an unpredictable way, then, you know, we could be looking at the last days of Theresa May's time in number 10 Downing Street. The other side of that coin, as her aides are hoping, is the scenario that takes place. If she performs well, then perhaps it can be events like this with which she can try and regain some momentum, some of the initiative and some sense of strong leadership for the country and for her government. But it's a gamble, put it that way.
Ollie Barrett, a long afternoon ahead of radio listening for you, I think. Good to talk to you, Ollie, in London. That's Ollie Barrett. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.